Hello again. I wanted to do a couple urinary videos. The first thing we have is kind of like an entire full view of the urinary system, if you will. Okay, so just show us the basic stuff. Okay, we have our kidneys here. You got two. Always remember that the right kidney is a little bit lower than the left kidney because the liver kind of pushes it down. You have the adrenal glands on top that are kind of more part of the endocrine system, but they do sit on top of your kidneys. This is the inferior vena cava with the renal vein. You have an abdominal aorta with the renal artery going into the kidneys. Okay, we're going to get to the insides of the kidneys here in a minute in another model, but these are the ureters. The ureters will basically convey urine to the urinary bladder here. The urinary bladder has this smooth muscle called the detrusor muscle on the outside. It is involuntary. You can't control it. You have the rugae on the inside, kind of similar to the stomach. They allow the bladder to expand. You have the openings of the ureter, right, or the openings of the ureters into the bladder called the ureteric orifices right here. And then this is called the trigone of the bladder. The trigone is basically where the ureters enter and the urethra leaves. This is where UTIs and bladder infections develop. And then you have the urethra. Again, this is kind of an asexual model because this is a prostate gland. So they're showing you the prostatic urethra that goes through there, but they don't have the rest of the urethra. Ladies will have just a urethra. It's about an inch and a half long. Men will have a prostatic urethra that goes through the prostate, and then a little portion called the membranous urethra that goes through the urogenital diaphragm. And then when we get to the penis, you have what's called the penile or the spongy urethra. Okay, that's the easy part of urinary. The other part's going to be in the kidney. Again, you have this just general model of kidney here. This is the adrenal glands, cortex, medulla. We're not going to kind of focus on that right now. But for the kidney, you have this outer part. That's called the cortex. It's the most outer part of the kidney. The cortex is where all the nephrons are, so it's kind of important. Everything in the middle is kind of the medulla. So these things, these are called the pyramids. These are in the medulla. Okay, you can see part of the nephrons kind of sticking down into that pyramid. Essentially, when blood is coming into your kidneys, so it comes from that renal artery, so here's the renal artery, here's the renal vein. When blood comes in, it's going to branch through a bunch of different branches, and ultimately, when we get to the cortex, you're going to have a little branch called the afferent arteriole. It's going to bring all the blood into the nephron, and we're going to filter it. Once that urine is made, and I'm going to get to that in another video, we collect it into the collecting ducts. We'll go from the pyramid into the minor calyx. And then we get into the major calyx. The major calyx is where two minor calyces come together. And then a bunch of major calyces go together into the renal pelvis. And then the renal pelvis goes into the ureter, and that will leave and go to your bladder that we showed in the other, or earlier on, okay? I'm gonna do a model of the nephron here in a second.